I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The president of New York's police union slams Mayor Bill de Blasio and gives a firing defense to the police officer who ended up killing Eric Garner. A CNN exclusive. Let's get started. Shortly after the grand jury's decision was announced, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio spoke with obvious emotion about Eric Garner's death. He also talked about racism, and he didn't mince words. For those who may not know, Mayor de Blasio's wife is African-American. They have two biracial children. And here's what he said about his teenage son, Dante.
Shirley and I have had to talk to Dante for years about the dangers that he may face. We've had to literally train him, as families have all over this city for decades, in how to take special care in any encounter he has with the police officers who are there to protect him.
Well, here's how police union president Pat Lynch responded to those remarks in particular.
What police officers felt yesterday after that press conference is that they were thrown under the bus. That they were out there doing a difficult job in the middle of the night protecting the rights of those to protest, protecting our sons and daughters, and the mayor was behind microphones like this, throwing them under the bus.
Mr. Lynch also wrote an op-ed in the New York Post blasting the mayor for other remarks he's made. And for the record, the mayor has praised the police department's response to the ongoing protests over the grand jury's decision. I spoke to Pat Lynch a short time ago in an exclusive CNN interview. I want to ask you about your comment. You said the mayor has thrown police officers under the bus. How has he done that?
What you had was the mayor, right after the grand jury had made their decision, put onto the backs of New York City police officers decades of racism. And that's just not true. I have 31 years in the New York City Police Department, and I've never once heard in a radio call when a call came over, what race are they? What color are they? Who do they love? Where do they live? It's never, ever happened.
And you don't believe race is an issue with New York City police officers as it is?
It's a majority-minority police department. We're out there in the city of New York. It's made up of everyone. We're doing our job well. We have thousands and thousands of interactions each and every day right outside this building as we speak. We're doing our job well. We're not looking at who the person is. We're looking at the behavior that leads to the interaction with the police. That's the question. The behavior and why someone called the police in the first place.
I talked to the borough council president of Brooklyn, Eric Adams. He said that the way police, when he was on the force, the way police in Brooklyn, in some communities of color, is different than they police on Park Avenue.
That's absolutely not true.
You say categorically not true.
It's not true. Look, there's racism in everything. There's racism in every profession that's out there. But on majority, our police officers are going out doing the job. They're really not asking who it is. They're getting a call of a crime. Those calls come from the community. In this case, in Staten Island, it was the community that called, not once. It was a chronic location. They went to the community council meetings and complained. We were sent there because the merchants asked us to be there.
But
we didn't just show up.
But if everybody has inherent biases, that biases that sometimes they're not even aware of, aren't those amplified amongst those who have power over others?